Good morning, friends, neighbors, and assorted fellow audiophiles. I hope you're all having a lovely weekend. I am still at Oriole Acres, my parents' farm, and I expect to be here for the next couple of days. I'm not exactly sure when I'm going back home to the Hobbit Hole, but it will have to be at one of my parents' convenience, which is totally fine by me. They live out in the country, and there is absolutely no public transport out here, so I'm at their mercy as far as getting a ride back to the city goes, or to the bus station, or whatever. I'm just out for a walk this morning, enjoying the fresh air. It is very cold. I think it's about -5 or -6 degrees Celsius at the moment, and we got a fairly substantial amount of snow last night. More than we bargained for, actually. I was thinking there would only be a centimeter or two, and actually we got closer to 5, I would imagine. If my estimations are even close to correct. I would go and say hello to the horse, and introduce those of you who have not yet met her. But I can't do that because she's resting right now. She raced last night, and it would have been a great race, except the bloody race bike got a flat tire halfway through the race. So my dad's horse came in 4th, and he and his driver think that she could have won it if not for that mishap. Oh, is she out? Maybe she's out. Oh, she is out! Hello, girl! Hello, Regal! Hi! Okay, I thought she was in her stall resting, but she's out. Oh, hello! I cannot give this one any carrots, though, because this is the temperamental one. Hello, sweetness. Can you blow for me? You did a good job last night, baby girl. You did so. It wasn't your fault the bloody race bike got a flat tire, was it now? Huh? The other horse is currently at the training center where my dad sometimes works with them. She's the nice one. Hi, girl! This one's a little scary. She bites and she kicks. My father has gotten so many bruises and bumps and knocks from this horse. I don't know why he likes her so much. Huh? Why does he like you so much? Tell me that! No, I don't have anything for you. Because you bite the hand that feeds you, don't you? Hmm? I don't trust you, not one bit. Hey, Regal. Nay! 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 I can never get them to do that. My dad can. That's too bad. Ah, well, anyway. Before I waffle on about anything else, I just wanted to say a big thank you to those people who recently decided to follow me. I followed you first, of course, because I thought you sounded like very interesting and awesome people. But thank you for following me back. I never get affronted if someone decides not to follow me, simply because I know that what I post might not necessarily be someone's cup of tea, but I am really happy when someone decides that I am worth following. I'm only human. So yeah, that is always much appreciated. It's great because it allows me to establish a connection with more people and get to know some more of you and listen to what's happening in your worlds, which in some cases are very different from mine. And that's the fun thing about Audio Boom. Hello, girl! Hello, Regal! Nay! Well, I got to see you after all. I had no idea he'd let you out. Bloody Nora, I wish I had the LS-14. That would be awesome sauce, but some idiot forgot it, or, was careless enough to possibly let it fall out somewhere. God forbid, I'm hoping it's just at home, next to where I had my bag before I left. Well, it seems that my parents are getting into the holiday spirit. My dad put up Christmas lights yesterday, and then my mum dragged the tree out of the basement. We don't have a real one, we have an artificial one. But I think, honestly, they're a lot easier to have, because they don't shed. One can just pack them away after the festivities are over. And, of course, they don't harm the environment. I hate to cut down real trees, because it makes me sad. Reminds me of that Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale, actually. But anyway, yeah, so Mum put some lights up on the tree last night, and we watched a Christmas movie, and then she realized that one set of lights didn't work, so she's gonna have to go to the hardware store this morning and get another one. That always seems to happen every year, either to my parents or to someone they know or to friends of mine or whatever. Ah, well, it's kind of a part of Christmas now. So I'm really glad to see my mum getting into the spirit of things, because the other week she said, oh, I'm really not looking forward to Christmas, so I don't want to do it this year. You know, she was still pretty upset about the kerfuffle involving my brother's wedding. And, you know, Christmas isn't going to be the same this year, and I'm not into it. So I'm glad that she actually is feeling better now and actually does want to get into it. So yesterday was quite uneventful, which is why I decided not to boo. I unfortunately am, or would appear to be, developing an ear infection. So as a consequence, I felt kind of unwell yesterday, and still do today, just ear achy and a bit stuffed up and that sort of thing. And then also, I had a nasty seizure last night, and it was one of those ones that are the worst for me, because I have difficulty speaking, and when I try to speak, all my words come out wrong. And they kind of bother me because they scare me. I don't like losing control of my faculties to that extent. Now, luckily, they don't happen very often, and of course I'm fine now, so I'm not going to whinge and moan about my health issues, but it was unfortunate that I had a seizure when I did, because it kind of left me feeling out of sorts for most of the rest of the evening. But today should be a great day. We're going to take my grandma out for her birthday, and my brother should be coming, and one of my uncles, and I'm not sure who else. Oh, hello, Mr. Blue Jay. Huh. Noisy Blue Jay. So yes, this should be a very nice day indeed. And then there'll be more tree decorating once my mum gets a set of lights that actually works. So, yes, I am really glad to be here. I just don't like having seizures when I'm away from home, because I just want to go lie down and not talk to anybody, and, you know, if it's a particularly bad one, that is. So, you know, they make me kind of antisocial, I'm afraid. So I'd rather do that when I'm actually in my own house and there's nobody around. But life does not always work that way, does it? Well,